So now our look at March Madness, the Vatican edition, or as the Religion News Service calls it, the Sweet Sistine, the 16 cardinals who would be Pope. RNS readers have been playing the brackets. You can link to them at herenow.org as David Gibson of the Religious News Service joins us from Rome. And David, very clever, but also a serious decision and more divisive than 8 years ago. Have your readers also been very passionate about this?
They really have. We've had a tremendous amount of traffic and people weighing in. And, of course, the March Madness theme seemed like a kind of natural one with the NCAA college basketball tournament coming up. But even today, Greg Burke, the former Fox News correspondent who was hired by the Vatican last year to help straighten out some of their communications problems, he tweeted this morning that with conclave starting, it was a lot like the baseball season, opening day for the Cardinals.
Well, we just heard about the two factions that are forming in the church, the Romans versus the Reformers. The Romans, again, being the cardinals at the Vatican, the Reformers, those who want the Vatican to be more transparent, to reform, to attack corruption. Now, analysts have been saying that the Romans, the Vatican cardinals, back a cardinal from Brazil and the Reformers back an Italian. They both started in your Sweet 16. How did they fare?
They did not make it to the end. They're both kind of similar profiles. It's interesting that they've been sort of held up as the two top contenders representing these two camps. Cardinal Angelo Scola is the Archbishop of Milan, which has traditionally kind of been a pipeline to the papacy, and he's seen as Ratzingerian, much in the school of Benedict XVI, Joseph Ratzinger, his theology. He's got a very high profile in the Italian church, but he's also, seen as someone who could come in, an Italian who could come into this very Italian institution of the Roman Curia and clean it up. You know, the Italians have the largest block in the College of Cardinals by far, 28 out of the 115 electors are Italian. Hmm. But these are also Italians, and if you see Italian politics, they tend to be quite divided among themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's not that surprising. You could see a man like Scola from Milan as a kind of outsider coming in. On the converse, you've got Cardinal Scherer of the Archbishop of Sao Paulo in Brazil, huge archdiocese, I think the biggest in the world, seen as kind of a creature of the Curia, because he worked for so many years here in Rome. He's also, there are Latin Americans and then there are kind of Latin Romans. He worked in the Curia for a long time, and he's the son of German immigrants. So in many respects, Cardinal Scherer of Brazil is more Roman than Cardinal Scola from Milan.
But still, symbolically, Scherer would be the first pope from Latin America, and now, we know Latin America is home to about 40% of the world's Catholics, and the church has challenges there from both the evangelical churches and a drift, we're reading, towards secularism. So, there you have the people saying Scherer might shore up the faith in Latin America. But I want to make sure we've touched on the Americans, because although you have eight cardinals from North and South America, and then you have eight from Europe, Africa, and Asia. You have two Americans in this final Sweet 16, Timothy Dolan of New York, very charismatic, but much is also being made about O'Malley from Boston, a Franciscan who identifies with the poor, speaks fluent Spanish. Now we're hearing, there's pretty much no way that the Vatican is going to have an American pope because America feels too strong anyway. But what is the sense of O'Malley?
Well, there is a lot of buzz, I have to say, going on about both men, but in a serious way, let's say, about Cardinal O'Malley, because he really does, he's got a great track record on cleaning up sex abuse. He's kind of been the American cleaner, the fixer, gone to several dioceses that have had real problems with the scandals, cleaned them up. Went to Boston, obviously, which was the epicenter a decade ago of this latest, crisis in clergy sexual abuse. So, he's a Capuchin Franciscan, wears the brown habit, a very humble man who comes across in a very soft-spoken way. So, he really has that kind of platform. Cardinal Dolan might be a little too out there for a lot of these cardinals, maybe not the kind of gravitas that a lot of them want. Cardinal O'Malley of Boston would have that. But on the other hand, does he have the administrative experience or the administrative chops to clean up the Roman Curia. This whole thing, this is the whole problem when, you know, you're talking about the reformers versus the Romans. You know, they want, as my friend Father Tom Reese says, they want Jesus Christ with an MBA. They want a real wonderful pastor who can go out and evangelize, and at the same time they want a great administrator who can clean things up. It's going to be really hard, if not impossible, to find both qualities in one cardinal.
Well, we should mention that the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, SNAP, issued their list of people who should not become pope. They call it their Dirty Dozen. And they put Sean O'Malley on that list. You and others say he cleaned up the sex abuse scandal. Others say that he was part of covering it up. But putting that aside, he got smacked down in your final. He did not make it to the final brackets. Kicked out by Mark Ouellette of Canada. Tell us a little bit about, very briefly, about Mark Ouellette and who he's facing in the final face-off in your brackets.
Well, he's facing Cardinal John Onyekin from Nigeria, who's a very interesting Nigerian prelate who would, you know, be very conservative on social, moral issues, homosexuality, things like that, but really outspoken on social justice issues. Would certainly be to the left of most any Democrat in the United States, which is interesting. But Ouellette, you know, everybody's talking about the first American pope, but how about the first North American? Ouellette is a French-Canadian. He's been in the Vatican as well. He studied in Rome. He'd worked in Rome for years, so he has a lot of Roman connections. But the last couple of years, he's been at the Vatican's Congregation for Bishops, which is basically the congregation, the department that vets all bishop appointments for the pope. He has a lot of influence. People know him very well. He's considered, a very conservative Orthodox on moral theology. So he's someone who, you know, could balance these two worlds of the Roman Curia and also, you know, looking outside of Europe for the first time. So I think our voters are kind of smart in that pick. There's a real sense that those first two candidates we talked about, Cardinal Scola and Cardinal Scherer from Brazil, could perhaps cancel each other out, opening the way for somebody like Cardinal Ouellette.
Well, we'll see. That's Dave Gibson, reporter with the Religion News Service, talking about their Sweet Sistine, their readers' bets for who might be pope. And watch, after all that, it'll be, you know, the cardinal from Vietnam who's not even getting there till Thursday.
That's right. It's more wide open than it ever has been. So
yeah.
Who knows? It really is like the college basketball.
Dave Gibson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take a break. When we come back, a musical dream team, Maria Schneider and Don Upshaw, here and now.